Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me. Yeah, that fella off the telly doing that stuff with balls. He's back. I can only apologise for being away for a week. I understand that the Blackburn fella, whatever his name is, Adam Thingamajig, Kathmandu, was doing an average job. Nothing I can do about it. I mean, someone's got to do them. We tried other things. I even paid $12.99 for a microphone that attaches to my iPhone. Won't get that money back. But that didn't work. I kept popping it. Pop, pop, pop. It didn't work. We did try it, but there's nothing I can do about it. Anyway, I'm here to stop whinging, you lot. This podcast begins, of course, with your reaction to the big game at Stamford Bridge that saw my team, Manchester United, beat Jason's team.
Oh dear.
Anyway, you lot have been having your say on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. And this is what words coming out of your mouth sounded like on national radio.
Been another goal, Moose!
Game over. Chelsea 0, Manchester United 2. And this will not go down well at all because Harry Maguire is the man who's got the goal. It's a corner and he's just come and run and jumped and put a meaty header beyond Caballero.
Frank Lampard, because he's a legend, we said that he would get more time. He's done very well to get him in the top four at this particular time. But then you have to have more nous of how to approach games and see games out. And clearly when it wasn't working with Batshuayi, that needed changing at half-time. And managers earn their money when it's not going well for their teams at half-time. Mm. That's why you're paid to do your job.
He's not doing that. Groundhog Day, create quite a lot. Enough good chances to score goals in the game. If you're not going to do that, it's just hard to win football games. And, you know, Man United won a huge threat on the counter. They score with two headers, particularly the set-piece one. I think the first one is Andreas has just been off the pitch with the set-piece one. So I'm not naive. I know the rules. You don't win games, and that's a fact. But it's the same story. And it was really clear-cut to see today that we create enough to win games and don't score them.
At no point during that game, we were the better team.
You had the two good chances. Where credit's due.
Two scruffy chances. Batshuayi couldn't finish his dinner.
The second one was a clear-cut chance. He just made himself off balance. That was the best chance. And goals do change game. You were slightly the better team for the first 25 minutes. And then you run out of ideas.
Run out of ideas. We ain't even got any ideas to start with. It's the same. We're playing three defensive midfielders. Three defensive-minded midfielders. Sarri got all the stick in the world for playing Kante out of position. Lampard does it. No one cares. Jorginho, everyone hated Jorginho down at Stamford Bridge. He was the worst player Chelsea have ever signed. Now Lampard's there. He's the greatest thing. Everyone loves him. Oh, yeah, Jorginho's got to start. He's getting away with murder, mate. Honest to God.
Sam, do you want Lampard out?
You know what? It's hard. He's not good enough.
No, Sam, listen. Take out the equation who he is and what a legend he was for your club. Take that away, because you're answering with your heart. Do you want Frank Lampard, the manager of your club?
I want him and that joker, Jody Morris, to be given the boot. But the player of them ain't got a clue.
Good win for your boys tonight, Ollie.
Fantastic. Great result. It's not very often you can say that you've gone here and won three times on the bounce at Stamford Bridge. It's a good team we're playing against. Difficult to get on the ball. They're pressing high. They're pressing well. But we got two very good goals.
You ride your luck a little bit. Harry could have been sent off first half and Chelsea had a couple of goals disallowed from VAR.
Yeah, there were some marginal decisions there. I think the two, they're right. The two goals that they chalked off. Harry's, I wouldn't think that's nowhere near a sending off. He's fouled, he's rolled around, and it looks like Batshuayi is going to end on top of him. So for me, it doesn't look like a foul.
Finally, a second win in 2019. He's a little bit of pressure you're under.
Well, you keep talking about that pressure. Of course, working at Man United is pressure every day, but you love it.
Now, of course, it's heavyweight week, which doesn't mean Alan Brazil is doing the breakfast show alongside Big Sam. No, no, well, it probably does. But it also means Tyson Fury is fighting Deontay Wilder at stupid o'clock in the morning. Anyway, earlier on Jim White's show, Ben Davison was on, brackets, Tyson Fury's former trainer, close brackets, saying that Tyson Fury's dad contradicts himself and was wrong to criticise me, him, not me. I mean, I've never met the fan. Well, I've met him once at the end. Doesn't matter. It wasn't me, it was him. And he also gives his fight prediction.
John said many a things. He said that he thought it would take a few years for Tyson to get back to that level, and obviously he didn't expect Tyson to be able to perform as he did. So, you know, he says one thing and then says another thing. But look, the reality of it is, as Tyson said himself, that team's helped save his life. So, you know, I think it's unfair criticism, but it is what it is. He had some fantastic performances and set such a high standard from his performance in the Wilder in the first fight and the Tom Schwartz performance, that people had that expectation in the Wallin fight, and he didn't have the same performance, and therefore led to criticism. But it is what it is. I know that Tyson performed very well in his performances and went above and beyond what people's expectations were. It's a genuine number one versus number two. I think that Tyson will come through. I've got full confidence in him coming through and being victorious in this fight. How he wins the fight, like I said, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I think that's what we're all looking forward to seeing is how he becomes victorious, but I certainly believe that he'll be victorious. And I'm backing him 1,000,000%.
And of course, a quick reminder, that fight, Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder 2, is live on TalkSport around about 4 o'clock on Sunday morning. That's not Sunday night morning, Saturday night morning. So after midnight on Saturday, you get in from the pub, and you're a bit drunk, and all your mates are going, oh, yeah, I'll start for the fight. And then you have a couple of drinks, and then you have a pizza, then you have some toast, and round about that time of the morning, it feels like Gordon Ramsay's been cooking it in the kitchen. Oh, I love toast. And someone raids the freezer, and they find some crumpets. You go, oh, I've not had crumpets for years. And you have that, and then you've gone for all the food in the house. Anyway, about half three, everyone's asleep, and you miss it. Well, you don't have to, because it's on TalkSport. So just leave your JVC stack system running with turntable on top. Leave it on TalkSport. Tune it in, obviously. That won't be DAB. That'd be old school. TalkSport. Leave it on that. And you'll hear it live right here. Time now to hear from Martin Ziegler. And he was predicting that Cass might lessen Man City's European ban. This was on Jim White's show with Natalie Soy and Clinton Morrison. I don't know what Cass has got to do with it. I mean, why are they picking someone on The Breakfast Show alongside Georgie Bigham? Cass, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm going to let Man City back in after a year.
I mean, hardly seems fair, does it?
If I was to make an educated guess, I would say they will go to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and they will the ban will be reduced by a year. We saw with AC Milan in 2018, for example, they were banned for 1 year. They went to CAS and challenged it. And CAS didn't say UEFA had done the wrong thing. They just said that the sanction had been too severe, and so that they actually reduced the ban to a fine. Now, it's also a different case because this is City being accused of deliberately misleading UEFA, not just spending too much.
And staying with that subject, we can cross over to drive time now. And of course, the ginger fella with the loud shirts. And alongside him, the northern bloke who likes talking about whippets and pub. Anyway, both of them were talking about Manchester City and their European ban by UEFA.
Here's the little mantra that people are giving us, and that is that they keep saying City have broken the rules. That's being spouted by those who believe in the rules, but do they even know what the rules are or why they were put in place? The rules are there to stop competition. If you have those rules, it means that the same clubs will be at the very top season after season, decade after decade. It's to preserve the power for one or two clubs, well, not one or two, but for a dozen European clubs. But in this country, it'd be preserved in power of two or three clubs. Now, I can't get my head around why people are supporting these rules. And here's the thing as well. People are talking about, you know, the rules are there in place and it's not necessarily about financial fair play, but about Manchester City. Just got a text here. Terry says it's about Man City allegedly cooking the books. Well, let's analyse that, shall we? City have put money into an English club. They put money into football. City have signed players from Spurs, Bilbao, from Everton, Schalke, Valencia, Dortmund. That money has been spread around Europe into football. It's money coming from outside of football, coming into football and being spread around. What on earth is wrong with that? So I can't get my head around that.
Developing English talent.
Exactly. Their academy is brilliant. Some of their players are out on loan helping other clubs as well. I can't understand why that's a problem for a lot of people. They've pumped money. The owners of Man City have pumped money into an English club, into football and into the city of Manchester as well. They've developed that part of Manchester. That mustn't be forgotten. I want to know why that's a bad thing. If the rules are so strict, if these FFP rules are so strict that a club has to sponsor their own training ground or whatever it might be for a lot of money, why is that a problem? I don't get it. It's all right saying they've allegedly cooked the books. If they've sponsored a training ground for twice what a regular company would sponsor it for, so what? That money's going into football and being spread around football. Why has anybody got a problem with that?
In the football world, there was very sad news when it was announced that the former Manchester United goalkeeper Harry Gregg had passed away, age 87. Gregg was, of course, hailed as a hero of the Munich air disaster in 1958, in which 23 people were killed. He was a survivor and twice returned to the burning fuselage to drag teammates and strangers to safety. This is Gregg, in his own words, on going to the hospital after the disaster.
We were taken away in a Volkswagen. I remember them driving through the snow and all out there, and anyway, we got to the hospital. And Bobby Charlton, I'd pulled him and Tricky, I left him for dead, but I pulled him away. And I tried to get Joe Friday, the house detective, Albert Scanlon out, but he was trapped, he was gone. Anyway, we get to the hospital and we're walking along the corridor, Bill Foulkes, Bobby Charlton, myself and a Yugoslav diplomat. And all of a sudden the fella collapsed on the floor. He'd been walking about with a broken leg. Just snapped in front of us, and they carried him away. They took Bobby, Billy Foulkes and myself in, and they gave Foulkes an injection and put him in a trolley. They gave me an injection, and when they put me in a trolley, I said, I'm not staying in here. And then they took us to a hotel. And I remember things that stick in your mind. Forget all the other garbage. I remember standing at a window on about the fourth floor and watching the snowflakes come down one at a time until the cars were covered in the street.
Time now to check in with Danny Kelly, Simon Jordan, Sean Custis and James Ducker in a show we've cleverly called The Press Box.
When Spurs got offered the thick end of 50 million quid for Kyle Walker, much as I loved Kyle and he's the best right back in the country at the time, I thought, they got him go. That's just an extraordinary fee for a fullback. Now, Aaron Wan-Bissaka costs much more and it's only 3 years on. So is it outrageous to ask for, even if it's true, for 50 million quid for Bellingham?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and it's not meaningless to football agents that will get 10% of that. It's not meaningless.
He hasn't got a football agent at the moment.
He soon will have.
Yeah, he soon will have. I'm sure you're right.
If there is an opportunity for Birmingham to sell
probably
him 50 million quid. Look,
in joke there for the journalists round the table.
If you're looking at it from the perspective of a young player coming through, I had a similar situation, comparable in terms of age and the ideals of what this boy was in John Bostock.
The hype, yeah, around
and
him,
and the hype. And we, of course, this is now 10, 12, 13 years ago, and a lot of things have gone on in terms of the value of players and transfer fees and so on and so forth. But we were offered £1.5 million for him from Barcelona when he was 15 years of age, made his debut against Watford, came into the team, and ultimately, you know, ended up going to your rotten little lot. Mm-hmm. Because Daniel was busy and whatever else.
See the respect I'm held in
went
here.
Off to Spurs and took advice that was wrong for his career and ended up where he is now, back in English football, but not really having fulfilled his potential. The damaging thing is that young boys at 16 years of age are a long, 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 long way away from being what people think they're going to be, because there's a lot of different avenues they're going to go down, a lot of different relationships they're going to develop and a lot of different opportunities that may or may not come their way. The idea that it's palatable to be suggesting that a 16-year-old kid playing for a championship side is somehow going to be worth 50 million quid. And I know that your argument that you're advancing at the top of your soliloquy was that you think that 50 million quid is not necessarily a big transfer fee. Well, it is a big transfer fee when you're Bournemouth. It is a bigger transfer fee to the bottom 10 of the Premier League. It might not be a big transfer fee to Tottenham at times. Mm-hmm. It might not be a big transfer fee to the Manchester clubs. It might be in the future for Man City. But by definition, it's a polluting and corrupting of the game too early in a generation. Now, a large proportion of that 50 million, I would suspect, if there ever was a £50 million figure for a 16-year-old, will be made up in value-added extras, which will be when he plays this game, when he plays that game, how many games he's played, and so on and so forth. But you're now talking about the idea that it's not beyond the pale of thought that somebody would consider moving into that territory. It's steering into the idea that agents now can get back into 16-year-olds where we want them as far away from as possible, and boys learning their trade at football clubs like Birmingham, where they're going to play, earn their right to move, and effectively learn to be a professional footballer before they start moving into other clubs that aren't going to play them.
There is a fear, I think, among a lot of the big clubs now that they mustn't miss out on the next big thing, particularly Brexit and all that, young English talent. We've got to have that. That's one of the reasons I think you see this sort of fee, or as Simon says, 35 million plus add-ons and all of that, because they must, their scouting departments, everybody, the pressure is on, they must be seen to be in for the kid who's playing, let's face it, regularly for Birmingham City at the age of 16, who gets all over the pitch, everybody's watched him, runs here, there, everywhere, does everything. Got to get him.
I'm Darren Goff, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Well, that's nearly it for another podcasty thing, but of course, we couldn't go without the best bits of Andy Goldstein's books by now that Andy Goldstein, me, is actually back. And what a show we had last night. It was me and Perry Groves, and here are the best bits of that said show. Rules are very simple. You phone up 08717 223344. Jack picks up the phone and then went, well done, Jack. And then when you come on Leicester, you talk about whatever you like, but you can't talk sport, politics, religion, nothing too serious. And you can't bore us. If you bore us, you'll hear this noise. 3090, who's that?
My name's Ollie.
Ollie, off you go, Ollie.
So I was driving my car today and I used the horn for the first time ever. And I felt so empowered by it that every time now, even if there's someone like 50 metres away on the road, I'll honk the horn because it feels so good.
What? Sorry, how long have you been driving for?
Just over a year.
And you've never honked the horn in a year?
No, never.
You've never used your horn?
No, I used it the first time today because someone tried to overtake me and I was
a bit... Well, so, hold on,
to give you a feeling of power?
So you're sitting in your car and for the first time in a year you've pushed your horn?
Yeah.
What sort of sound does it make? Is it a high pitch horn or is it that sort of horn?
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
How's it going?
So did the person that overtook you, he literally made you, he gave you the horn, basically.
But give us,
he gave me the horn.
Give
gave
us
me
an
the
idea
power.
Of how your horn sounds.
Bit of a honk.
That's more of a honk.
Yeah. Are you in the car now?
I'm not. I'm in bed.
Did you?
Hold on. Can you get in the car and push your horn so we can hear it? Go on, do it for us. Go on, do it for us.
I can't.
Go on. No, go on, do it. Go on. Don't let us down. Come on.
Oh, no, I need to put the key in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs a spark, Ollie.
Come on, Ollie.
Ready?
Yeah,
go.
Yeah. Go on, run it. Oh, we cut. Did it cut out? Oh, we didn't hear. Go on, do it. Ollie, we didn't hear it. We can't hear it, Ollie. Put the phone to the front of the car. Ollie.
I think the horn's got the better of Ollie.
I think his horn's broken. I'm nervous now for Ollie.
You think his dad's got the raving on?
Oh, sorry, hello. Oh,
Ollie, what happened?
I put you on mute by accident, sorry.
Pardon?
Put you on mute.
Brilliant. You plonker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, we listen, we haven't heard the horn yet. Go on.
Give it a proper blast.
Five seconds
a
worth.
A proper blast.
Come on.
Hold on, I hold the phone out the window.
All right,
ready?
Go then, yeah.
Oh, double.
No, we couldn't hear that. It needs to be loud, Ollie. Press it.
No, I'm going back to bed. My feet again.
Good work, Ollie. Stop. Good work with the horn. Well, that is it, sadly, for another podcast. Good work. Thanks for downloading it. Always a pleasure. Yes, et cetera, et cetera. A quick reminder that tonight... Come on, Atletico. All right, well, let me get to it. Atletico Madrid. Come on, the Madrid boys. All right. They're playing Liverpool in the Champions League. It's live on TalkSport. And, of course, it's the first leg of the last 16 and a knockout round now. None of this league nonsense. You lose over the two legs and you're out. Come on, Atletico. I really hope you beat Liverpool tonight. I'm not a Liverpool fan. I really... Oh, that's hardly a chant, is it? Anyway, Hugh Woozencroft presents that show with commentary from Jim Proudfoot and Danny Mills. And then straight after that, you, of course, can have your say on my show with old Moonface. Yeah, the round-headed fella with the massive forehead is back alongside me from 10 p.m. A reminder that you can download this show forever for free from Acast, Spotify and Apple Pods. Or you could just download it yourself. I mean, you don't need to do it manually. The point is, probably no one on the planet will go, oh, wait till 5 o'clock when this podcast drops and then just go, and what's the point of that? Well, there's no, unless, of course, you're maybe a new father or mother and you're up anyway that time, or the dog needs to go out. I mean, if the dog needs to, just let him wee on the floor. It's a kitchen. I'm sure you can mop it up. Anyway, whatever the reason you're clicking, don't click. Just press subscribe. That's it. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.